This is the reading for August 8, Proverb 28. Evil people run, even though no one is chasing them, but good people are as brave as a lion. When a country is lawless, it has one ruler after another, but when it is led by a man with understanding and knowledge, it continues strong. Rulers who mistreat the poor are like a hard rain that destroys the crops. Those who disobey what they have been taught praise the wicked, but those who obey what they have been taught are against them. Evil people do not understand justice, but those who follow the Lord understand it completely. It is better to be poor and innocent than to be rich and wicked. Children who obey what they have been taught are smart, but friends of troublemakers disgrace their parents. Some people get rich by overcharging others, but their wealth will be given to those who are kind to the poor. If you refuse to obey what you have been taught, your prayers will not be heard. Those who lead good people to do wrong will be ruined by their own evil, but the innocent will be rewarded with good things. Rich people may think they are wise, but the poor with understanding will prove them wrong. When good people triumph, there is great happiness, but when the wicked get control, everybody hides. If you hide your sins, you will not succeed. If you confess and reject them, you will receive mercy. Those who are always respectful will be happy, but those who are stubborn will get into trouble. A wicked ruler is as dangerous to poor people as a roaring lion or a charging bear. A ruler without wisdom will be cruel, but the one who refuses to take dishonest money will rule a long time. Don't help those who are guilty of murder. Let them run until they die. Innocent people will be kept safe, but those who are dishonest will suddenly be ruined. Those who work their land will have plenty of food, but the ones who chase empty dreams instead will end up poor. A truthful person will have many blessings, but those eager to get rich will be punished. It is not good for a judge to take sides, but some will sin for only a piece of bread. Selfish people are in a hurry to get rich and do not realize they soon will be poor. Those who correct others will later be liked more than those who give false praise. Whoever robs his father or mother and says it's not wrong is just like someone who destroys things. A greedy people causes trouble, but the one who trusts the Lord will succeed. Those who trust in themselves are foolish, but those who live wisely will be kept safe. Whoever gives to the poor will have everything he needs, but the one who ignores the poor will receive many curses. When the wicked get control, everybody hides, but when they die, good people do well. Isaiah chapter 1. This is the vision Isaiah, son of Amos, saw about what would happen to Judah and Jerusalem. Isaiah saw these things while Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah were kings of Judah. Heaven and earth listen, because the Lord is speaking. I raised my children and helped them grow up, but they have turned against me. An ox knows its master, and a donkey knows where its owner feeds it. But the people of Israel do not know me. My people do not understand. How terrible! Israel is a nation of sin, a people loaded down with guilt, a group of children doing evil, children who are full of evil. They have left the Lord. They hate God, the Holy One of Israel, and have turned away from Him as if He were a stranger. Why should you continue to be punished? Why do you continue to turn against Him? Your whole head is hurt, and your whole heart is sick. There is no healthy spot from the bottom of your foot to the top of your head. You are covered with wounds, hurts, and open sores that are not cleaned and covered, and no medicine takes away the pain. Your land is ruined. Your cities have been burned with fire. While you watch, your enemies are stealing everything from your land. It is ruined like a country destroyed by enemies. Jerusalem is left alone like an empty shelter in a vineyard, like a hut left in a field of melons, like a city surrounded by enemies. The Lord All-Powerful allowed a few of our people to live, otherwise we would have been completely destroyed like the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Jerusalem, your rulers are like those of Sodom, and your people are like those of Gomorrah. Hear the word of the Lord. Listen to the teaching of our God. The Lord says, I do not want all these sacrifices. I have had enough of your burnt sacrifices of male sheep and fat from fine animals. I am not pleased by the blood of bulls, lambs, and goats. You come to meet with me, but who asked you to do all this running in and out of my temple's rooms? Don't continue bringing me worthless sacrifices. I hate the incense you burn. I can't stand your new moons, Sabbaths, and other feast days. I can't stand the evil you do in your holy meetings. I hate your new moon feasts and your other yearly feasts. They have become a heavy weight on me, and I'm tired of carrying it. When you raise your arms to me in prayer, I will refuse to look at you. Even if you say many prayers, I will not listen to you because your hands are full of blood. Wash yourselves and make yourselves clean. Stop doing the evil things I see you do. Stop doing wrong. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Punish those who hurt others. Help the orphans. Stand up for the rights of widows. The Lord says, Come, let us talk about these things. Though your sins are like scarlet, they can be as white as snow. Though your sins are deep red, they can be white like wool. If you become willing and obey me, you will eat good crops from the land. But if you refuse to obey, and if you turn against me, you will be destroyed by your enemies' swords. The Lord Himself said these things. The city of Jerusalem once followed the Lord, but she is no longer loyal to Him. She used to be filled with fairness. People there lived the way God wanted, but now murderers live there. Jerusalem, you have become like the scum left when silver is purified. You are like wine mixed with water. Your rulers are rebels and friends of thieves. They all accept money for doing wrong, and they are paid to cheat people. They don't seek justice for the orphans or listen to the widow's needs. So the Lord God All-Powerful, the Mighty One of Israel, says, You, my enemies, will not cause me any more trouble. I will pay you back for what you did. I will turn against you and clean away all your wrongs as if with soap. I will take all the worthless things out of you. I will bring back judges as you had long ago. Your counselors will be like those you had in the beginning. Then you will be called the city that is right with God, the loyal city. By doing what is fair, Jerusalem will be free again. By doing what is right, her people who come back to the Lord will have freedom. But sinners and those who turn against Him will be destroyed. Those who have left the Lord will die. You will be ashamed because you have worshipped gods under the oak trees. You will be disgraced because you have worshipped idols in your gardens. You will be like an oak whose leaves are dying, or like a garden without water. Powerful people will be like small dry pieces of wood, and their works will be like sparks. They will burn together, and no one will be able to put out that fire. Isaiah chapter 2. Isaiah, son of Amos, saw this message about Judah and Jerusalem. In the last days, the mountain on which the Lord's temple stands will become the most important of all mountains. It will be raised above the hills, and people from all nations will come streaming to it. Many nations will come and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of the God of Jacob. Then God will teach us His ways, and we will obey His teachings. His teachings will go out from Jerusalem. The message of the Lord will go out from Jerusalem. He will settle arguments among the nations and will make decisions for many nations. Then they will make their swords into plows and their spears into hooks for trimming trees. Nations will no longer fight other nations, nor will they train for war anymore. Come, family of Jacob, and let us follow the way of the Lord. Lord, you have left your people, the family of Jacob, because they have become filled with wrong ideas from people in the east. They try to tell the future like the Philistines, and they have completely accepted those foreign ideas. Their land has been filled with silver and gold. There are a great many treasures there. Their land has been filled with horses. There are many chariots there. Their land is full of idols. The people worship these idols they made with their own hands and shaped with their own fingers. People will not be proud any longer, but will bow low with shame. God, do not forgive them. Go into the caves of the cliffs, dig holes and hide in the ground from the anger of the Lord and from His great power. Proud people will be made humble, and they will bow low with shame. At that time, only the Lord will still be praised. The Lord All-Powerful has a certain day planned when He will punish the proud and those who brag, and they will no longer be important. He will bring down the tall cedar trees from Lebanon and the great oak trees of Bashan, all the tall mountains and the high hills, every tall tower and every high strong wall, all the trading ships and the beautiful ships. At that time, proud people will be made humble, and they will bow low with shame. At that time, only the Lord will be praised, but all the idols will be gone. People will run to caves and the rocky cliffs, and will dig holes and hide in the ground from the anger of the Lord and His great power, when He stands to shake the earth. At that time, people will throw away their gold and silver idols, which they made for themselves to worship. They will throw them away to the bats and moles. Then the people will hide in caves and cracks in the rocks from the anger of the Lord and His great power, when He stands to shake the earth. You should stop trusting in people to save you, because people are only human. They aren't able to help you.
Chapter 3.
Brothers and sisters, I couldn't talk to you as spiritual people, but as people still influenced by your corrupt nature. You were infants in your faith in Christ. I gave you milk to drink. I didn't give you solid food because you weren't ready for it. Even now you aren't ready for it because you're still influenced by your corrupt nature. When you are jealous and quarrel among yourselves, aren't you influenced by your corrupt nature and living by human standards? When some of you say, I follow Paul, and others say, I follow Apollos, aren't you acting like sinful humans? Who is Apollos? Who is Paul? They are servants who helped you come to faith. Each did what the Lord gave him to do. I planted and Apollos watered, but God made it grow. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is important, because only God makes it grow. The one who plants and the one who waters have the same goal, and each will receive a reward for his own work. We are God's co-workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. As a skilled and experienced builder, I use the gift that God gave me to lay the foundation for that building. However, someone else is building on it. Each person must be careful how he builds on it. After all, no one can lay any other foundation than the one that is already laid, and that foundation is Jesus Christ. People may build on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or straw. The day will make what each one does clearly visible, because fire will reveal it. That fire will determine what kind of work each person has done. If what a person has built survives, he will receive a reward. If his work is burned up, he will suffer the loss. However, he will be saved, though it will be like going through a fire.
Don't you know that you are God's temple, and that God's Spirit lives in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, because God's temple is holy. You are that holy temple.
Don't deceive yourselves. If any of you think you are wise in the ways of this world, you should give up that wisdom in order to become really wise. The wisdom of this world is nonsense in God's sight. That's why Scripture says, God catches the wise in their cleverness. Again, Scripture says, the Lord knows that the thoughts of the wise are pointless. So don't brag about people. Everything belongs to you. Whether it is Paul, Apollos, Cephas, the world, life or death, present or future things, everything belongs to you. You belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God.